Hello, welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford, and joining me today is Frank DeSimone, a recent alumnus of the Lauder Institute and Penn Law. We have the pleasure of speaking with Frank about his experiences at both Lauder and Penn Law, and we are excited to hear about how these two programs were mutually beneficial to him. All right, so you ready to get started, Frank?
I am. Thank you, Danielle.
All right, so first off, can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Sure. So I grew up not too far from Penn's campus in the suburbs of Philadelphia. For college, I attended Harvard University, where I studied history and literature with a focus on France and America. I also earned a citation in French language while in college. After I graduated, I moved out to San Francisco, and I spent a year working as a legal assistant in-house for a human resources company. And then I sort of had the bug to move abroad, and I traveled to Paris, France, where I lived for about a year and a half working as a paralegal for White & Case, which is a large international law firm. And then I was very happy and excited to return to Philadelphia to begin my law studies at Penn.
Awesome. And then so what sparked your interest in the Lauder Institute? How did you hear about it?
So I first heard about the Lauder Institute just through perusing websites after I graduated college. I was starting to think about graduate programs, and I had a sense that law school was probably going to be in my future, but I really did want something more with my law degree. Travel and interacting with people from other cultures has always been an important part of my life. I was fortunate to travel with my family to Europe when I was younger. And then when I was in college, I did a great deal of traveling, particularly over my summers. And I spent some time in France as well as around the world, and really wanted to continue my study of the French language and have the ability to do some more traveling. And so I was looking into graduate programs that would allow for something like that. And the Lauder Institute really stood out among the pack. It was very unique. There was no other school that seemed to offer anything else that really met all the requirements of what I was looking for, both with the language training and sort of the international business training. So at that time, I was still only a year out of college, probably a bit too young to apply. I actually was visiting Philadelphia and stopped by the Lauder building and met with the director of admissions just to chat with her about the program. And it sounded great. And I sort of asked her about, you know, what I could do or what I should do to prepare if I was serious about it. And she encouraged me at that time to find a job abroad. And it was very coincidental because I was in the midst of the process to apply for my job in Paris. And so everything seemed to fall into place in that way. And then when I started my law degree at Penn, I was very eager to apply to the Lauder program.
That's great. And so can you tell me about what the application process was like for you?
Sure. So law students can apply at two different stages. They can apply to Lauder concurrently with their law school application, or they can apply during their first semester of law school. Although I was quite confident that I was going to pursue a degree with the Lauder Institute, I ultimately decided to wait until I arrived at Penn's campus. There's a lot to take advantage of here, and I wanted to get settled and make sure that I was comfortable taking on the added commitment of the Lauder degree, because, of course, it is additional coursework. And I also wanted to explore other international opportunities. But after about a month or so and a number of conversations with folks at the university, it was clear that Lauder was a special and unique program, and I was very excited about submitting my application. The application process really consists of two components. The first component is that Lauder actually reviews your law application in its entirety, including the essays you've submitted and your LSAT score. So thankfully, you don't really have to take another standardized written test, which was a relief after the LSAT. And then there's, of course, the Lauder component of the application, which consists of a series of essays. I believe I wrote two essays, sort of highlighting my international experience and also my interest and desire to pursue a master's degree with Lauder. And then the other key component of the Lauder portion of the application is the OPI language test, which is a 30-minute language interview in your target language that assesses your ability. The test can seem very intimidating at first, but there are some recordings available online so you can get a sense of what it's like. And it's really almost just more of a conversation that adapts to you. So the tester will really push you as far as you can go with the language to see where your level is. And so I submitted my complete application around mid-November, early November, during my first year of law school. And then when I walked out of my final exam after my first semester of law school, I heard the good news that I had been accepted, which was a great day. I should also add that there is an interview component to the application as well. So after you submit your application, you will meet with a current Lauder student who will spend about a half an hour chatting with you about the program.
Thanks, Frank. And I just want to clarify real quick that now we only have one essay that's required for the Lauder Institute.
Okay, that's great to know. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so next, can you tell me about your summer immersion?
Absolutely. So the Lauder program actually begins in May. So for law students, it begins right after you've finished your first year of law school. You transition right into your Lauder coursework, and you spend about a month here on campus meeting with the other students in the program, beginning your language classes, and talking about the immersion. Now, of course, the immersion is one of the most important and most fundamental components of a Lauder education. And so Lauder students spend 8 weeks abroad in their target country. It's a full immersion program. So for me, I was part of the French track, and we spent 8 weeks primarily in Paris, but also traveling around France, both to Normandy in the north and to Marseille in the south. The program, as I said, is a fully immersive program, which means that you are not allowed to speak English at any point. You are supposed to speak in your target language when you're with your teacher, when you're with your friends, and even when you're out in your own free time. The days are very full and can be intense from time to time. You start the morning with a language class. So we started, and I should say that every language track is a bit different in its structure. But for the purposes of the French program, we had 4 hours of formal language instruction each morning. One day a week, there was an additional individual one-on-one tutorial where I would meet one-on-one with a teacher to talk about any issues I was having with the French language. So if there was a particular area of grammar that I was weak in, we could spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes just doing drills on that area. Or if there was a particular topic I wanted to discuss, I had the ability to really customize the program in that way. After a lunch break, the afternoons would consist of a mixture of cultural visits and corporate visits. So the corporate visits would be where we would actually go on site to a company in France. We visited places like Amazon, Pernod Ricard, AXA, the large insurance company, and we would spend several hours just meeting with executives of those companies and talking with them in French about the issues they were facing, their career paths, and what it's like to do business internationally. And so those were really, really great experience. I know a number of students in Lauder end up making long-term contacts with the folks they meet on those visits. And as I said, we also had some cultural visits. You know, for example, we might go to a museum, or we spent a day at the Assemblée Nationale, which is sort of the French parliament, and we would meet with folks there and sort of learn how French government function, the economy, and just various aspects of culture. So as I said, it was a jam-packed 8 weeks. We learned a lot and had a lot of fun as well. So it's a quite a memorable experience.
Well, that's good to hear. At your following summer at Lauder, most students do an internship. Can you tell me about yours?
That's right. I sort of did the typical law student path of working at a large law firm in New York City. Now, of course, I was very interested in working for an international law firm. The interview process for law students takes place typically at the beginning of their second year. So it was actually right when I came back from immersion, we had a period that's known as on-campus recruiting, where the law firms would come to campus and interview students. I was able to select a number of international law firms. Turned out that they knew about Lauder and were particularly interested in my Lauder experience. I ended up accepting an offer with one of my top choice firms called Freshfields, and they're actually based in London. And I worked in their New York office. It was a fairly typical summer internship for a law student. It was an 11-week program in New York City where I rotated among the different practice groups that the law firm had to offer. So that included corporate work, litigation, international arbitration, and even some business development. A really great component of that program was that they allowed the students to spend 2 weeks abroad in any of their offices around the world. So I chose to spend 2 weeks in the Dubai office and got to work with some of the lawyers on the corporate team there. I had never been to the Middle East before, so that was a very exciting opportunity as well.
So can you tell me about what your Lauder classes were like? For example, what types of topics did you discuss, and how did your background in law come into play into discussion?
The Lauder classes were really a perfect complement to my law classes. And I think I should explain that there are really three different types of Lauder classes. So there were the French language classes that I took for all of my time in Lauder. There were sort of the required or doctrinal Lauder classes that all students take. And then there were the electives. So I'll start just by talking a little bit about the language classes. Every student takes a language in their track once they return from immersion. So again, I was in French. So for each semester that I was in Lauder, for the 4 semesters that I was here on campus, I took 3 hours of French each week, divided into hour and a half, 90-minute classes. And those classes were tremendous. They were very similar to the kind of experience we had on immersion, where the classes were entirely in French. I had the same teacher for all four semesters, so really got to develop a fantastic relationship with her, one that I've kept up even after graduation, which is very exciting. And the classes would cover a whole host of issues, ranging from literature to government to religion to current events to movies. You know, we would really just spend the bulk of the time discussing different topics. We would be assigned formal presentations in the target language that would force us to utilize different vocabulary. Of course, we would have, you know, some homework and readings assigned for that class as well. I took four classes in French, essentially, and those were required. I also had two required Lauder classes during my second year of law school, so first full year of Lauder, that all students in the program take. In the fall semester, we had a course on international political economy, and in the second semester, we had a class on global economic history. And those were largely lecture-based and discussion classes that covered, again, a wide variety of topics, ranging from sovereign wealth funds to international trade law to a case study of a cookie factory in Spain. And so those classes provided really an excellent business and historical complement to the work that I was doing in law school. And then finally, every Lauder student has the ability to take two electives in the Graduate School of Arts and Sciences. And those electives don't actually need to be in your target language. And there's a whole list of classes that you can take. So I ended up taking a course on Japanese cinema, which was something that I had always been interested in and, you know, figured it would be my last chance to do something like that. So again, that was just a nice compliment and an ability to learn about another culture. And then for my second elective, I took a class called Advanced Topics in International Studies. That was a new course that the Lauder Institute offered during my final year. And that was a fascinating discussion-based course where we'd really just debate the current events of the day. So when the Scottish referendum was happening, for example, we just spent an hour and a half talking about it, what it would mean, and talking about it from the different perspectives of the different language tracks and cultures that people were studying.
On the flip side, how did the Lauder program impact your law studies?
So as a law student, I took several courses in international law, one on public international law, a seminar in international law and international relations, and what's called a global research seminar, where we studied both China and Brazil. And a great deal of the information that I learned in Lauder was relevant to the law studies, particularly in that global research seminar that I mentioned. A lot of the discussions that we had had about China and some of the business practices in China were very relevant to what we were studying in that class. Similarly, some of the topics that we discussed in Lauder relating to international trade law came up for a bulk of the semester in the seminar on international law and international relations. And I found that the law professors who were teaching these classes would often rely on myself and the other law students who were in Lauder to bring that additional perspective.
That's great to hear. So a new part of Lauder curriculum is the Lauder Intercultural Ventures, or LIVs for short. And I know you took part in one of these spring break immersion trips. Can you tell me about your experience with that?
Sure. So the Lauder Intercultural Ventures launched, I believe, my second year of Lauder, my last year of law school. And as you described, they are sort of like mini immersions. They're week-long trips. And I had the opportunity to travel to Cuba with a group of 60 of my classmates, which was incredibly exciting. The trip was actually planned before the normalization of relations with Cuba, but the fact that that happened before we went made the trip even more interesting because there was a lot to talk about. And so we all spent a week in Havana and traveling around the country a bit, meeting with journalists and scholars and even locals. A few of us had the opportunity to stay with a local family and to interact with them and just really learned about the country and its history and its economy from all different angles. And so it was a really, really special and exciting experience.
So while I know there's many international opportunities at Lauder, I know that Penn Law also offers many programs as well. Did you take part in any of those opportunities?
I did. So in my third year of law school, as I believe I mentioned earlier, I enrolled in what's called the Global Research Seminar. And that's a class that the law school has offered every year for the last few years. It's always on a different topic, and it's always instructed by different members of the faculty. So during my third year in law school, the topic was China and Brazil as rising global powers. And as part of that class, students had the opportunity to travel to either China or Brazil. And I was in the China portion of the class. And so we spent a week in China visiting Beijing and Shanghai.
At Lauder, all students do a research project called the Global Knowledge Lab, or GKL for short. And this is in place of a master's thesis. So it starts as a group project and then develops into an individual paper. Can you tell me about what types of topics that you pursued, and can you walk me through the process?
So as you said, the Global Knowledge Lab, or GKL, is really a two-year-long project. It really begins very early in your Lauder experience. When you come back to campus from immersion, you will meet with a number of different advisors who will pitch different project ideas just to, you know, to give you a sense of what projects are possible. Or you can choose to pursue a project of your own choosing. The next most important thing is to decide your group and your topic. You are required to form a group of about 4 to 6 different students, and these students do not have to be in your chosen language track. In fact, I believe it's required that there are students from different tracks working together on a project. So I formed a group with 5 other students from a number of different language tracks, including the Portuguese track and the Arabic track. And we elected to do a project on global sport, and particularly the ways in which different countries invest in soccer infrastructure around the world. And this topic was particularly relevant because the 2014 World Cup was taking place during our research. So we were all interested in sports and soccer around the world. You know, that's what we decided to go with. And then in the second semester of Lauder and over your summer, students are required and encouraged to travel abroad to do research. And so students really do travel all over the world for this. Lauder provides funding. You have to design a proposal. You have to develop a budget. You have to explain who you're going to be interviewing with and what your research is going to look like. So it is sort of a formal program that you have to pursue. Our group ended up traveling to Ghana, Qatar, and Brazil. And we met with individuals in those countries for our research. And then when you return back to Lauder for your final year, you spend the first semester putting together your group research project, which is a longer formal academic paper presenting your findings and your research. And then there's also an individual component as well. So it's really the capstone of your Lauder experience.
What types of career planning assistance did you receive from Lauder? And in what ways did it complement your law school career services?
Sure. So when I was applying for my law school summer internship, I did meet primarily with the law school career services, as they were very equipped and versed with that hiring process. However, Lauder is very special in that it does have an excellent career services department. And because the program is not that large, there's really a lot of time that is devoted to career resources tailored to individuals. And so I met with our director of career services and spoke with her about a number of different topics. But what she was really helpful with was connecting me with the other Lauder law students. And in fact, at one point, we even organized a conference call for all of the Lauder law students and recent alums to talk about their career trajectories and how they've been able to use the Lauder degree to aid them in their career. And so that was just incredibly valuable to get exposed to that network.
Yeah, that sounds really helpful. I know you currently work here as a lawyer in Philadelphia. How has your Lauder degree come into play at your work?
It has. So although I decided to stay in Philadelphia while most of my classmates have moved all over the world, I'm working at an international law firm. We have offices in 27 cities all over the world. And of course, I was interested in continuing to do work in France and with our Paris office. And so as a result of my language ability and as a result of my experience in Lauder, very early on, I was staffed on a deal with folks in our Paris office. And I'm the only second year lawyer in our corporate department that had the ability to work on that project. And I think that was a direct result of Lauder. And it was one of the biggest deals the firm has participated in this year. So that was a great opportunity.
Yeah, that's really great to know. And so what are some of your most valuable takeaways from your Lauder and Penn Law degree?
So I think I have 3 key takeaways from my joint Lauder-Penn Law degree. First, the 21st century world that we live in is increasingly more global. And I think that whether you pursue a career in law or business, you will almost certainly work with clients who are operating in foreign jurisdictions. And so to that end, you need to understand how to navigate local laws and how to work with people from other countries. And language skills will give you a significant leg up in this regard, and particularly when it comes to hiring. So secondly, the world is changing constantly, and no matter what you do with your career, you need to be equipped to understand how global developments affect your industry and adapt. Take, for example, Brexit that just occurred earlier this summer. And then finally, I would say my biggest takeaway from the law degree is that you should never stop asking questions. So law school is sort of notorious for forcing you to learn how to constantly ask questions and to maybe consider that what you're seeing is not as it meets the eye. And I think in a way, Lauder does the same. And I think that Lauder teaches you that curiosity about the world will open your eyes and open a lot of doors.
Great. So Frank, what are the key reasons why a law student would want to pursue the Lauder degree?
Well, I have to say, Danielle, I think my decision to pursue Lauder is one of the best I've ever made. It's an incredibly unique and special program, as I said at the beginning, and no other school offers anything like it. Penn also makes it fairly seamless to apply and to pursue a dual degree. And so I think that in general, a dual degree is a great option to explore while you're a Penn student. Specifically with respect to Lauder, I think there are three key reasons why one would want to pursue a Lauder degree. First, the Lauder Institute will equip you with a skill set that includes language ability, business acumen, and cultural competence that will set you ahead of your peers after graduation and prepare you, as I said, to thrive in today's interconnected world. Secondly, I think you should pursue this degree if you are eager to complement your law degree with a more interdisciplinary course of study and to capitalize on the opportunity to take advantage of the University of Pennsylvania more broadly and to study with a first-rate business faculty at Wharton and in the Graduate School of Arts and Sciences. And then finally, I would just say that the Lauder degree allows you to join a dynamic and diverse community of friends and colleagues that will last far beyond your years as a student at Penn.
Those are excellent reasons. And so now that you've been out of Lauder for a year and a half, what is it like to be a Lauder alumnus, and how do you stay connected with the Lauder community?
Well, I've been so glad to learn that your Lauder experience does not end when you graduate in May and when you leave campus. Lauder is really a program and community that stays with you for life. I remain connected to literally all of my classmates because we actually have a chat going on our phones on GroupMe, which is a messaging app, and every single member of the class is still on it. And every day we still get hundreds of messages at all hours of the day because people are living all over the world. But even in this last year, I've seen a great number of my Lauder classmates. In fact, I even attended a Lauder wedding in Chile where a large number of our class met. And also we just had our big Lauder reunion in New York City a couple weeks ago in New York that over 900 Lauder alumni from all over the world attended. And so it was obvious how strong this community is and how much people care about it. And I know that it's something I'll continue to participate in for the rest of my life.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for giving up your time for us today.
Thank you, Danielle. It was a lot of fun.
And thanks also to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.